I like
how they tell all the facts.
Yeah, me too.
Like, what's really,
the facts are
what's
nice.
Really about.
I love the magic that they put in.
And I like their silly names of the titles of the books.
Me too.
Sitting in the shade of two trees, big enough to hold a treehouse, in Pitt Park, the middle schoolers did well to explain the range of topics Mary Pope Osborne has covered in her Magic Treehouse series, which has spanned more than two decades.
Well, I've been writing the series for 22 years and have visited with thousands of children. What makes this a little different is that these are kids almost in my backyard. My sister and I, who work on the books, are from this area, Stockbridge and Great Barrington.
Osborne was joined by her sister and collaborator Natalie Pope Boyce for a follow-up visit with children in the Pittsfield area. Working with the local teachers and Berkshire United Way, the sisters have donated more than 1,500 of their books to low-income children taking part in summer reading programs under the literacy campaign Pittsfield Promise. Pope Boyce has been writing with her sister for the past 12 years.
That whole wiggly, funny, squirmy audience that you get, and they raise their hands when you ask questions and they're sincere, there's just nothing like it. You work in your room and write your books, and then the real payoff is when you go out and you're with children. And I think Mary and I just think there's nothing that compares with that.
The series follows the brother and sister team of Jack and Annie as they time travel from historical events to mountain peaks, ocean depths, and even the moon via a magic treehouse. Osborne says it took an adventure of her own to find the idea for the time travel capacity.
Well, I always tell kids that the easiest ideas are the hardest to find, and I spent a year trying to get two kids off the ground to go back in time, and everything from a magic whistles to a magic cellar to a magic museum to a magic artist studio, and then I saw a treehouse in the woods walking with my husband Will.
Osborne traveled the country for 7 years picking the brains of school children and teachers to find the places and time periods they would want to experience and could if Jack and Annie went there. And those adventures continue to span generations.
Just in the last couple of years, I was checking in at an air terminal, and the person doing the tickets recognized the name and got all excited and wanted a selfie with us. And then checking into the hotel later that night, the young person behind the desk recognized my name and wanted a selfie. And it's emotional for these young adults because they tell you, and I find this very touching, they go, "You were my childhood."
Fourth grader Tajanae Benton sat in the front row of the park bleachers with a stack of Magic Treehouse books for Osborne to sign.
What do you like about them?
All the interesting magic in them.
What are some of your favorite ones?
All of them.
Osborne says the series has been successful because kids can relate to Jack and Annie's desire to explore and learn. Maybe that's also true of the sisters behind the pages of the expanding series, which includes separate factual guides partially explored in the Magic Treehouse.
I think we drive away a lot of dinner guests because we just keep talking about sharks or Mayans or World War II, whatever is the subject of the season, and we love it. It's just, that piece, I think, keeps both of us going, because we keep learning and growing with the series.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.